You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do you feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at linux.quicksurf.com and subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. Over at v3.co.uk, Oracle seeks to speed enterprise MySQL cloud deployment with VM template. Oracle is looking to speed up the deployment of MySQL both with... Oracle is looking to speed up the deployment of MySQL both within enterprises and in the cloud with the release of VM templates designed to drastically cut IT managers' workloads. The templates are made up of Oracle Enterprise Linux 5 Update 6 with Unbreakable Enterprise Kernel, Oracle VM 2.2.1, and VM Manager 2.1.5, its cluster file system, and MySQL Database 5.5.10. There are templates for Oracle applications, Fusion Middleware, Database, Linux, Solaris, and other Oracle products. So this is pretty cool. Check it out. From desktoplinux.com, Sabayan Linux advanced to version 6.0, opting for GNOME 2.32.2 and KDE 4.6.4 environments over GNOME 3.0. Sabayan 6.0 adopts Linux 2.6.39.1, adds support for the BTRFS file system, switches to LibreOffice 3.3.3, and updates to version 1.0 of its Entropy Packet Manager, says the Sabayan community. So pretty awesome. It's Italy-based, and the name Sabayan refers to a light, airy, custard-like dessert. It's released the Gentoo-based Sabayan 5.0 in October of 2009. So pretty awesome stuff. From virtualization over .tmcnet.com, Cloud Linux offered on A2 hosting web hosting packages. Cloud Linux is now being offered by Linux hosting company A2 hosting on each of its own web hosting packages. As the first commercial OS that meets the specific needs and demands of web hosting providers, Cloud Linux provides a stable environment even in the most extreme hosting situations. So pretty neat. From The Enquirer, Red Hat posts bumper financial figures, touts Linux popularity. Linux vendor Red Hat has unveiled bumper quarterly profits that put it on course to generate $1 billion in revenue by the end of its financial year. Red Hat has announced first quarter 2012 financial year revenue of $265 million, up 27% from the same quarter last year. Net income during the quarter was $32.5 million, up over 35% from the first quarter of its 2011 fiscal year, leaving the firm in a bullish mood, claiming that its revenue might rise to $1.09 billion by the end of its financial year. So, Red Hat is doing very well. From Computer World, Opera follows rivals with minimalist featherweight UI. This is pretty neat. Opera software will debut a new streamlined user interface in Opera 11.5, a company executive said today, that closely resembles the minimalist design now sported by most of its competitors. The new interface, dubbed Featherweight by Opera, features only four buttons alongside the address bar and loses much of the Chrome, and I'm using air quotes here, a browser's interface elements, not Google's application, to expand the amount of display space for websites. Really, I've been a fan of that forever. One of the reasons why I love Safari is its user interface is tiny. My current configuration, I know this is probably news to many of you. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you'll be shocked. Maybe you won't be. But I'm primarily a Mac user, actually. And I love using Safari on OS X because literally, like, I have Safari open right now, and I literally have a forward back button, a new tab button, a home button, and then my address bar, and that's it. And then my tabs immediately under that, and that's my Safari window. I can't stand web browsers that take up a ton of screen real estate for crap that you almost never use. It bugs the daylights out of me. The browser should get out of the way. Anyway, I digress. Going on to the next story from The Register over at theregister.co.uk, Oracle cranks Sunfire servers with Xeon E7s. Oracle is struggling a bit with its hardware business right now as it pares down the Sun server and storage business to be a less complex line with more profits. But don't get confused. The software giant and server maker is very much committed to have X64 gear in its lineup to prop up both Linux and Solaris workloads, especially big fat boxes for supporting Oracle databases or virtual server slices. The new Sunfire X4470 M2 server is the latest in chubby Xeon servers from Oracle. The company quietly killed off its Opteron-based servers a year ago, so there are no fat Sunfire machines using advanced micro devices, Magna Cores, Opteron 6100s, and unless something dramatic changes, like Oracle buys AMD on the cheap, there will not be any Oracle machines later this year using any AMD hardware either. So, pretty awesome stuff. Check it out. From RedmondMag.com, Microsoft and General Dynamics, Itronics, Inc., an Android deal. Microsoft today chalked up another intellectual property win against the Linux-based Android mobile operating system. This time, Microsoft struck a deal with General Dynamics Itronics, a Sunrise, Florida-based maker of ruggedized computers for the military, public service, professional, and industrial market sectors. Under the agreement announced today, General Dynamics Itronics, a business unit subsidiary of the weapons manufacturer, will pay royalties to Microsoft for the use of intellectual property in Android in some Itronics devices. So, kind of disconcerting, but it is what it is. That will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us online at linux.quicksurf.com. And you can shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. You can follow me online over at twitter.com/Adrian_Bacon if you're so inclined. And there's a friend feed and a bunch of other places you can follow me online. I have them all linked up in the show notes. So go ahead and check those out. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. I'll see you then. Bye.